And this has been highlighted again. Many dogma reside in the minds of breast cancer doctors and patients and the lay public worldwide. Dogma that take many decades to unravel. One of them is that small tumors and that really, you know, many patients are cured in follow-up. Steve Shaw and his colleagues at the British Columbia Cancer Agency in Canada did a retrospective review of the British Columbia database, which is a very formidable and long-term prospectively collected database. And you can see here, I've chosen, these are patients chosen just for node negativity, so what we call good risk patients. And you can see that the tumor grade, I've divided the tumors into 0.1, that's a millimeter-sized tumor, to 1 centimeter, the tiniest, most favorable node-negative receptor-positive tumors. And here's 1 to 2 and greater than 2 to 5. And I've shown by grade, so we would think of a 1 millimeter tumor that's ER-positive grade 1 as the most favorable tumor. And showing the 5 and 10-year disease-free survival, and these are real data taken from their database. And you can see that in all cases, the grade 3 tumors have a worse outcome than grade 1, which we expect. But you can also see that there's a continuing recurrence between 5 and 10 years. So it's just another piece of data suggesting that this chronicity of ER-positive breast cancer is a real entity. And there's at least 5 or 10 other publications in the literature that make this point.